Good morning. Today we're going to tie together a number of the concepts we've been talking about with Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. And in Emirat Hashem, we will arrive at a psak, at least a psak of the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Rav Moshe Sternbach. So as we've seen, a quick overview of where we have started and where we have come to. We're talking about Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. Literally, where you have your Suuda, you have to have Kiddush. Where you have Kiddush, that's where you should have your Suuda. So we said, what does that mean? And the overriding concept here is V'Karata L'Shabbos Oneg, the drasha, where you have the Kriya of Shabbos, that's where you have your Kiddush, that's where you should have your Oneg, that's where you should have your Suuda. But Oneg, indeed, may be broader than just a Suuda with bread. Maybe other things are also an oneg. So in fact, we saw four different shitas. What you can get by that when you have Kiddush, you have to eat something after it. You have to have something after it. And when you do that, you fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. And then if you go elsewhere to have your real meal with Lechem Mishnah, you don't have to say Kiddush again. So the opinion number one is, in fact, that does not work. When you say Kiddush, you should have bread, at least a kazayis of bread. And then if you decide to continue eating elsewhere, then you don't have to have Kiddush in the second place. The second opinion was, Kiddush B'Makom Suuda is not only bread, but you can actually have wine. If you're going to have, Moshe to say, 2 cups of wine, cup number one is for your Kiddush, cup number two is for the Suuda of Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. So if you have 2 cups above a revis each one, then you've fulfilled Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. And if you want to go and eat your meal elsewhere, you don't have to say Kiddush in advance of that second location. The third opinion was you can get by even with fruit. This is the sheet of the Shilte HaGiborim. And fourth sheet of the Magen Avraham said you can do mizonos. Mizonos is actually better than wine, which is sheet number two. So there we have it. Four opinions, and now we're getting to the question that the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Rav Moshe Sternbach was asked about this minhag to say Kiddush after shul. For example, you're in shul, somebody has a Kiddush, so they say Kiddush, and they have a mizonos. When you get home, do you have to say Kiddush again when you're having your meal? So he says as follows, Me'ikar adin afshenaku lekadesh ulechol mizonos listapek ba'kach. Even though Mikar Din, people are knowing to be lenient on this, and when they're in shul, they say Kiddush, or they hear Kiddush, and they have a mizonos, they're lenient, and they do not say Kiddush before they have their real meal on Lechem Mishnah. Hadavar tamua shezeu neged Rav HaRishonim. This is actually pretty shocking because this is against the majority of the Rishonim who are of the view that when you say Kiddush, it should be followed by your meal. It should be followed by your Lechem Mishnah. For example, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, a mitzvah levarach al hayayin. There's a mitzvah to say Kiddush. That's the bracha on the wine biyom Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos day. Kodim shiyisod tzuda shniyah, before you have your second meal. That means having the full meal with Lechem Mishnah. And in fact, although the Ravid does disagree and he says that you're allowed to eat certain things before you have Kiddush, before you have your meal, it's simply a mitzvah when you're going to have a meal to say Kiddush in advance, but it's not a bar to eating something before Kiddush. Having said that, he still agrees that when you're going to have your Suuda, you have to have Kiddush before it. So even if you're going to eat something in shul, even the Ravid who disagrees with the Rambam would say that before your meal, you have to say Kiddush. And Rabbeinu Yonah as well says as follows, Chova Shtei Suuda Shabbos, because the 2 Suudas, that's Friday night and Shabbos morning with bread, is because we have to fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suuda. So we see here that Kiddush is to be followed by the Suuda. And if you didn't eat the Suuda in shul, you only had a mizonos or whatever, you would have to say Kiddush when you get home to have your Suuda. So he says, that's what we learned from many Rishonim, that's what we learned from the Gra, Shein Yotzim Yedei Chovas Kiddush, Ela B'Suudas Pas, that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush unless you have it followed by bread. So you would have to repeat the Kiddush when you get home, because that's when you're having bread. Now, truth be told, having said that, that the world is lenient based on the opinion of the Magen Avraham that says that mizonos is sufficient. Mizonos is better than wine, and there are those opinions that say wine works. So certainly mizonos is going to work, and that's why people are lenient when they indeed have a Kiddush in shul. They hear Kiddush, they say Kiddush, and have a mizonos when they go home. They do not repeat the Kiddush. They simply start their meal. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says that strictly speaking, he's not comfortable with that. Let's just say it that way. He's not comfortable with that. Why? The mizonos l'shayach l'suda. Because the mizonos, that is not a suda. A suda means bread, and it's not helping you when you go home, the fact that you had Kiddush and Shul and you had a Mizonos doesn't help you for your Seudah when you go eat your Seudah with bread elsewhere. And accordingly, his minhag is when he has Kiddush and Shul, he will be eat. He will eat, he'll hear Kiddush or say Kiddush and have a Mizonos and Shul. But when he goes home, indeed, he does say Kiddush a second time because that's where he's having his meal. Kaven denira shekiddush hayom l'rav rishonim hu halacha b'suda Shabbos. Because many rishonim, he says the majority of rishonim, saying Kiddush is part of the Seuda. Why? Because then we recognize, it's clear that the Seuda is a Seuda for Shabbos. We are mekadesh that Seuda. We have the borei pri agavim, which is our Kiddush. That is obligatory before we have our real Seuda at home. So that's what he is noahig to do. But having said that, again, Rav Moshe Sternbach is saying, based on the majority of Rishonim, you can eat. You can eat in shul, have Kiddush, say have a Mizonos, but if you didn't wash, based on the majority of Rishonim, part and parcel of your Seuda at home, having bread, is having Kiddush right in advance of that in that location. That's what Rav Moshe Sternbach does. Even if he has a Mizonos at shul, he will go and repeat Kiddush when he gets home and has his Seuda. Now, having said that, in the ends of his tshuva, he does say that many people, indeed, let's admit it, the minhag olam is to be lenient on this, shim kichu achar hatfila, that if they did say Kiddush after tfila, after davening and shul, and they had mizonos, that they do not repeat the Kiddush when they get home and have their seuda. They indeed, the minhag olam is to be lenient on based on the Magen Avraham, but as we see here, the ideal, and that's what Rav Moshe Sternbach does, is to repeat the Kiddush when you are about to have your Seuda, which is defined as bread. Have a wonderful day.